My name is Taimani. I am an ukulele performer, and I was born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Give me a little background about how you got started in playing ukulele.
Okay. So I started playing the ukulele when I was about 5 years old. My dad gave me my very first uke, and I played it in front of the mirror pretending to be a rock star until I broke a string. And then he put me into some ukulele lessons. And then from there on, I started entering contests. I started playing on the streets of Waikiki. And I was seen by the late and great Mr. Don Ho, legendary singer. And he loved what I did and gave me my very first job at the age of 13 in his show. And from there on, I've been playing all over the islands and traveling internationally for ukulele festivals and creating my own shows, which leads up to this very special date, March 25th.
So before we get to your show, talk a little bit about your style, because it's very different from your average player. It's much more fast and aggressive. How did that develop?
So when I play the ukulele, I don't look at it as an ukulele. I look at it as an instrument that I can express myself through. And for me, I am really interested in classical music, rock music, cultural music, and it just happens to be that I'm playing the ukulele with these melodies. I just really enjoy the passion from flamenco music, Spanish music. I love being on stage, and I really feel like that type of music really expresses what's inside of me.
With that said, this is kind of off the cuff, but have you tried to expand into other instruments too?
Yes, I love string instruments. I wish I could play the violin, but I play the guitar, and I just kind of dabble here and there with string instruments. You know, once you play a string instrument, you can kind of play pretty much the other string instruments. And so, you know, give me a sitar, give me something like that. It's a lot of fun.
Which brings us to the present and your show now. For people who don't know anything about this, can you describe it to them?
Yes, definitely. So I definitely want to make this clear to people who are going. If this is the first time you're seeing me play, the first set is what I'm known for, the Led Zeppelin, Beethoven, the surf medley, you know, what I grew up playing with. And then the second set is the theatrical performance called The Elements, where I've written a song for, you know, the four elements with one extra element, the fifth element. And think of Cirque du Soleil, but with ukulele, and that's kind of what you're going to get with the second set. So you're going to get my past, and you're going to get my future in this show.
When you say Cirque du Soleil, people think the costumes, the lighting, and everything. Take us through that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's definitely going to be happening. I've created everything from the costumes, from the narration, from the storyline, and they can definitely enjoy the collaboration between, there's going to be an aerialist, there's going to be lion dancers, there's going to be a lot going on. And to me, the visual side of music is very important, and I will be incorporating visuals along with the music.
Are you ever worried that the visuals take away from the music?
Not at all. To me, music is visual. When I write a song, I'm writing to an image in my head that I'm, you know, kind of creating a soundtrack to. So I just feel like the music is kind of the base or the soundtrack for the visual art to happen on top of. It should be something they can feel, something they can see, they can hear. You know, just I want the senses to be able to enjoy art on all different levels.
And this is your first time at Hawaii Theater.
This is my debut at Hawaii Theater. I've always gone to performances, but I've never actually performed at Hawaii Theater. So I'm honored and really happy that this is happening.
Nervous?
At the moment, no, I'm not nervous at all. I rarely get nervous. When I do get nervous, it's usually like for 10 people or less. But for something that's 1,200, it's more of an excitement and more of like I need to do this type of feeling rather than like, oh my God, are they going to like me? Is it, you know, is it all good? I kind of switch into this different persona of, you know, what I guess I'm known for is being this crazy lady with crazy eye contact that stares you down while she plays music. I switch into that.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then can you expand on the use of, bringing other elements into it? Because I know people always think of you as a Hawaiian artist. So, like, mm-hmm. the elements of bringing in flamenco and taiko and things like that into it. Why?
I've always been inspired by dance and by, you know, Cirque du Soleil acts where it's just this complete bambusha art that's happening before your eyes on so many different levels. And, you know, I am an ukulele player, but to me, the theatrics of putting on a show with costuming is amazing. I want to take people to a different world. And, you know, I want to take them to the visions that happen into my head. And I think a lot of people enjoy that journey. And so when I'm able to collaborate with a different artist, I love doing that because I see other people doing their art and who are passionate about that. And I want to share that with my, you know, with my fans and with my friends, because it you know, the more people on stage who have that passion, the better the show and the better experience is going to be for the audience, but also for the people who are included and can participate in that. And it's just this amazing feeling of putting together a show that everyone all around can be a part of, including the audience.
Got it.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah. With that said, has there been any pushback from that? Like, people are going like, no, I expect you to be just a ukulele player.
Oh, yes. I've had that conversation many times of what an ukulele player should be, what an ukulele should play, which I completely respect. And, you know, growing up in Hawaii and being born here, I get it. You know, I know what ukulele is here for and what it has done. And I guess what I'm doing is just what feels natural to me. And even from the very beginning, you know, I've always been inspired and in tune with classical and flamenco aspects, different genres of music, and just having the ukulele has been the instrument I express myself out of. So I'm just being completely myself on this instrument, but I have had people who don't necessarily, I guess, understand what I'm doing, and that's totally okay, you know? A person can react positively or negatively to what I'm doing, but, you know, it's just who I am on this instrument. It's what I feel most in tune with, and I'm just going to keep doing what I can do because I can only be myself.
And then, with that said, do you feel any... Is there any pressure or actually want to kind of break out of that mold and just to push not only the instrument but also the genre and push Hawaiian music into a different realm?
I love bringing the ukulele into people's eyes who have never seen the ukulele played differently. It's fun to see people's ideologies of this so-called souvenir to be able to be played seriously, you know, just like a piano or a guitar. The ukulele is just as able to play the same things, and I do enjoy that. You know, it's funny. Someone asks me, what do you do for a living? I tell them I'm a musician, and they're like, okay, like, all right, but what do you play? And I'm like, I play ukulele, and they don't understand what that means, and so they either think that I have another job or, you know, I'm just playing somewhere over the rainbow. And the ukulele just has so much more to that, and so when I'm able to share that with other people, most people think it's just a guitar or mandolin. They don't, you know, they don't believe that it's an ukulele. So I'm here to do that, and I'm here to just keep doing what I'm doing, and that's all I can do. If it breaks people's you know, ideas of the mold of ukulele, that's great. But I just love being really weird on stage, so I'm going to keep doing that.
And then the new album is completely is devoid of Mountain Apple, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Breaking free of that, has it been a more difficult journey for you or anything?
Mm-hmm. Being independent and doing my own thing when I have been with several different record labels has been, it has been freeing, but without being with those record labels, I wouldn't know how to accomplish what I am accomplishing now. You know, I am thankful for Mountain Apple. I'm thankful for, you know, these other record labels because they gave me the experience and the knowledge of what to do in the recording studio and how to put together an album. So I'm forever grateful for that experience. And now I'm ready to fully give my vision in my head onto the CD for someone to listen to without making any compromises and just to fully be myself.
So pulling you back to this album and this upcoming show, what's mm-hmm. the takeaway that you want? Like, what do you want people to, if there is one thing that you want people to grasp from this or carry home mm-hmm. with them or really to pull from it, what is it?
That's a really good question. I've been thinking about that. When people come and see the show, I honestly want them to have their own reaction, whether it's positive or negative. I just want them to come, have an open mind, and to hopefully be swept away by the journey and the talent of all of the people who are in the show. There's, you know, Ke Aloha, there's a bunch of dancers, aerialists, and in my opinion, they're also talented. So I hope that when they come, they'll enjoy the talents of all of these different artists that Hawaii has to offer and to see it in a different light.
And then one last question.
Mm-hmm.
After this, what's next for you?
That's a good question. After this, after doing the Element show, I need to record the Element show, like make another EP. So I'm probably going to get back into the studio and actually record the songs that the people are going to see performed that night.
So this is completely new?
Yes. The second half of the set are 7 completely new original songs.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just honestly very thankful for this experience that's about to happen. It's been wonderful working with Mark and with Hawaii Theater and all of these artists, and I really hope that people make the effort for this one show, one night only, to come and see the talent and the journey that's about to happen March 25th.